Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is dedicated to Moshe Zelig and Rachel Devora. They have a refuah shlema. Ahavas Yisrael, love of your fellow Jew. This is the key to rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, to rebuilding, to receiving again the great and holy temple in Jerusalem. Today, I'd like to share with you a story of Ahavas Yisrael, of love of our fellow Jew. Once there was a family that was having a bris in Yerushalayim. The bris was scheduled for Shabbos, and it was Thursday night. Relatives came over to help with the preparation, the cooking, baking, so there should be plenty of food to serve at the bris on Shabbos. The new mother, it was actually the 10th child that she had, but she was a new mother for this child, asked one of the relatives, please go over to such and such neighbor a couple blocks away and our friend and pick up the food that she has prepared for the bris. So, very good. The relative goes over, takes the address, knocks on the door. It's an apartment a couple blocks away and introduces himself to the lady of the house. He says, I'm here to pick up food for the bris. Oh, one moment. The lady said, please come in. The hostess serves the relative a cup of tea, a couple of cookies. She said, I'll be with you in a minute. I'll wrap everything up and it'll be ready in a few minutes. So, sure enough, she was busy in the kitchen. And after a few minutes, she had wrapped up a whole package, some cookies, some cake, some chicken, some kugel, a number of different items. Plenty of food for the bris. The relative said, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. As he was about to leave, the lady of the house said, whose bris is it? The relative suddenly realized that he must have come to the wrong house because obviously if he'd come to the right house, they would have known that it was so-and-so's bris because they had been asked to prepare some food, or they'd offered to prepare some food for the bris. So apparently the relative had come to the wrong house, knocked on the door, said, I'm here to pick up food for the bris. And the hostess, without knowing who or what was the family or anything about it, had taken her own Shabbos food that she had prepared for her family and had given it for the bris, a family that she didn't even know. When the relative realized what had happened, he asked the hostess, but why'd you give away all this food if you didn't even know? You saw clearly I must have been knocking at the wrong door. And the hostess answered, we are all one family. We Jews are all one family. Mazel tov on the bris. It's my pleasure to be able to participate. And with that, she sent him on his way back to the home of the family that was having the bris. This story, I don't think it happened anywhere, only among Jewish people. It's true that sometimes we don't get along with each other, two Jews, three opinions, but at the heart of every single Jew is love for our fellow Jew, all of our fellow Jews. And the more we can express this in our everyday life, the more quickly Geula will come. And the more quickly the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Let us all put tremendous, tremendous effort into loving our fellow Jew, no matter who they are, no matter how much their opinion may differ from ours. This way, surely, we'll bring Mashiach very, very quickly. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.